Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. You better not try stand in my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Guys Without Jobs. My name is John, and as always, I am joined by my friend Lonnie. How you doing tonight, bud?
Hey, John. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Guys Without Jobs.
Been a few weeks. What's it been, 2 weeks?
No, I think it's been probably longer than that.
Has it?
Yeah. I've kind of been on waiting for Joel over at American Bubble Boy to say, hey, I thought we had a deal.
All right, you lasted 45 seconds into the podcast before you dropped an American Bubble Boy.
Well, it's important because American Bubble Boy is paying for us to drink tonight. So
yeah, I'm having a bourbon and Lonnie's having a Bud Light seltzer. Cheers, my friend.
A seltzer, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll hold my pinky out. When I
drink. Right. Speaking of American Bubble Boy, when we did the last podcast, I had not tried them out. So I ordered some bubble wrap on a Sunday, and I got it on a Tuesday, and I really like it. And what caught me off guard is that normally when I get bubble wrap, like 750 feet, it's this massive roll. I mean, it's like 4.5, 5 feet wide. It's really big. And what they do is they ship it in 4 small rolls. So like 4 170-foot rolls, 175-foot rolls, something like that. So I thought that was interesting, and it kind of opened up options of like where I could put it. Like I didn't need all that clearance above and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was interesting, but I really like it. I've been using it. Pretty good stuff.
Over at American Bubble Boy, we like to refer to that as quads.
Quads.
Yeah. We call those quads. The way nice. They package
all right. Them, so. I'm learning the terminology.
Yeah. So again, big thanks to American Bubble Boy for sponsoring the podcast and making it much more palatable for us to bring this podcast to you. And for providing very good bubble wrap, fantastic service. They just opened another location, location number 6.
Indiana, right?
Indiana.
Yeah, so right next door to
me. That's the secret to their business, though, is, well, there's a few, but I think the big thing is they're like crazy about customer service. And they're crazy about logistics.
Mm-hmm. Good crazy, not bad crazy.
Right, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, like, yeah, or obsessed maybe is a better, worse word. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, having all these different bubble hubs around the country means that they can ship to everywhere in the country, like, really fast. So
that's the FedEx model.
Yeah, support Guys Without Jobs and support yourself and go try some American Bubble Boy bubble wrap if you need some. If you're not a reseller, you don't need bubble wrap, well, don't do it. But if you need
people other than resellers use bubble wrap. It's not just resellers, Lonnie.
True, true.
Some people make, outfits out of it, dresses.
Right.
There's a lot of uses for bubble wrap. My kids just like to pop them.
Yeah, hey, if you just want to pop them, there's lots of bubbles to pop on a bubble boy.
Yeah, knock yourself out. Yeah, we'll put a link below in the description.
Yeah, there's a link down below. And thank y'all to everyone that partook last time because we sold a lot of bubble wrap.
Yeah.
Like, if you put all the bubble wrap that we sold on this show last time, if you put all that in the shed, I mean, I think it would fill half the shed.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We were slinging some bubble for sure. So, guys, thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
When you guys buy bubble wrap, you are supporting our podcast. So thank you.
Yep. Thank you all very much. Okay. Enough bubble boy. But thank you, bubble boy.
So I have some pretty big news.
I'll say.
Yeah. you already know about it. I signed a lease on a new office space and I move in June 1st. Although I think he's going to technically let us move in a little earlier than that. So I am excited.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're fine. I've been looking for a bigger space for like, I don't know, 6 months, something like that. And I've looked enough to where I was able to spot a good deal when I saw it. You know what I mean? Like I think I showed you a place like 2-3 weeks ago that I went and looked at that had a lot of room. And then I had looked at a few other ones too. And like, you know, nothing was like just quite right. Perfect. But this one is just fantastic.
Well, you were in a good spot because like, even if this one wouldn't have fell through, you were in a, you didn't have to have it right away.
So no, I didn't.
You could take your time and do it right.
Yeah. And that's what I want to do. That's why I passed on the other ones too. Cause I looked at one a few weeks ago that was very, very tempting.
It was.
Yeah. The price per foot on this previous one I looked at was even better, but the logistics of it just didn't quite make sense. So I had to pass on that one.
So this new one is, you said it's like 7 minutes from your house.
Yep. Very close.
And how far is your current office from your house?
7.5 minutes.
Oh, okay. So it's pretty comparable then.
Yeah, it's very close for sure.
Okay.
And my brother-in-law, Brennan, who you guys might know as the Curious Picker, he has a YouTube channel. I'll put a link down below for that. He is going to be sharing the space with me. He's going to be taking about 200 square feet of it.
Yeah, he's got a nice big office there. Yep. I saw. Big, is that big
double office? Yep.
And then he has a. Are y'all going to have like a joint photo area? Are y'all going to share some spaces? Or
I think so, because I don't think we're going to be overlapping hours very much. Okay. We'll figure it out. I mean, obviously I'm going to have all my photo and shipping and everything set up first, and you know, we might work for 2-3 weeks, a month or whatever, and see how things go and what his hours are and what my hours are. And I'll be like, dude, if you want to use my photo and shipping station, like, knock yourself out.
Yeah. That's going to be a good little partnership there for both of y'all, I think.
Yeah. I'm really looking forward to it. Brandon's a good dude. Obviously I've known him, you know, as long as I've been with Whitney. I met Whitney 11 years ago yesterday.
I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah.
I saw crazy. That on Facebook. That, does that seem like a long time or not?
Yeah, it does seem like a long time for sure.
Yeah.
Almost, you know, a third of my life.
You know, Brennan and I, we have been playing chess against each other on chess.com.
Yeah.
For about, I don't know, like 6 months or so, something like that. And I mean, we have a game. We have a game going all the time. We probably played about 30 to 40 games now.
Wow.
So
what's your record against him?
Well, I used to kick his butt, but he has gotten way, way better. I'm 24. I've got 24 wins. We played 30 games. I've got 24 wins against 6 losses, but I think probably 4 of those losses that I have against him have come in the last 12 games.
Wow.
So he's definitely caught up.
Yeah. It's all those chess books he bought. He went to a chess club that closed and bought like $1,000 or something.
Oh, I was salivating.
Yeah, I bet you were. Yeah, that was a cool buy.
I'm looking forward to seeing Brennan in person so we can play live. He's going to bring a chess, you know, chess set and clock and everything.
Yep.
So we can play live. I'm really looking forward to that. But no, Brennan is like a number one top shelf guy. So
he's awesome. Brennan. Yeah, Brennan's fantastic. And I've already told him too, like, hey, you know, if, you know, 6 months down the road, he decides that the space isn't for him, then no hard feelings, you know, like in the back of my mind, I'm just expecting to pay 100% of the rent like that. And then whatever he puts on is gravy. Like, that's not a big deal. So,
yeah, because you don't know what's going to happen with him and his he has a job. And I imagine it's probably kind of stressful and you don't know what's going to come his way in the future. Or hey, he might say, take this job and shove it tomorrow and might want half of the place.
Right. <don't know>. Yeah. Never know.
I'll tell you one thing. If I lived in Cincinnati over there, I'd be like coming in half with you on that thing, man. That place is sweet.
It's awesome. Yeah. We've got 2,100 square feet. It's 2 floors and then there's a full basement. Not finished, but the basement has another like 1,000 square feet. It's really big.
So what are you going to do with the basement? Because you say it's like not finished. So does that mean it doesn't have air conditioning and all that kind of stuff too?
I think it has air conditioning, but not finished, meaning there's no drywall, there's no carpet. Mm-hmm. Probably I'm going to store a lot of boxes, a lot of packing supplies down there. maybe some long tail eBay stuff. That's kind of my thought process with the basement.
You know, it's amazing. Like, I never envisioned how much room shipping supplies would consume.
It's crazy, man. They take up a lot of space.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It really is crazy.
Especially if you want to have a good backstock. You know what I mean? If you don't want to constantly be reordering, then the shipping supplies take up a lot of square footage.
Yeah, because typically now, whenever I buy shipping supplies, I'm not buying boxes in less than quantity 100.
Yeah.
You know? Or bubble wrap, I'm buying a couple of quads at a time.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, it takes – just to get that break, I mean, it takes a lot of room. So, yeah, you basically got infinite space.
I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited. It's very segmented, so it's hard for me to wrap my head around, because before my previous space, when I had my auction warehouse, I had a blank canvas of 4,000 square feet. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, that's really awesome. So with this being segmented with rooms and everything, there's definitely some configuring. I'm going to have to measure and map out, you know, what I want where and how it's all going to work out. But I think it's going to be really good.
You know what's going to be sweet is that studio. I saw that one room that you referred to as like the studio, and it has like that those three windows there.
Yep.
That's going to be – I don't know if that's going to work well, though, for as you know, because like sometimes a window can really screw your lighting.
The glare and everything, yeah, it could be.
But maybe it might work, though, with the blind shutter. You might have to put some blackout shades on or something.
Yeah, that's true. I don't really do a lot of, like, you know, sit down in front of the camera type videos anyway. So we'll see. If nothing else, it's going to be a nice office where I've got, you know, beautiful, all this natural light coming my way. I'll put a little bird feeder out there. Just, you know, spend a little time there, here, there.
Yeah. And you could put all – is that going to be like your – where you put all your little signs and your – your play button and all that other, is that going to kind of be
probably on that wall? Yeah. By the way, guys, if you haven't seen it, I put the video out today. So if you want to see my new office space, it's on my channel. I did a full walkthrough of it.
Yeah. I'll drop a link to that down below here. You can put it on the podcast version, I guess.
Something I didn't show in the video, you know, I had a specific reason why I didn't show it, but there's a big sign out front of this place, and it is on a very busy road. Thousands and thousands of cars pass this place every day. Massive marquee sign, and my landlord's like, that sign's yours, put whatever you want up there, just, you know, send me the graphic and my sign guy will make it. So I'm thinking buy, sell, trade, and then phone number underneath, and then parentheses, appointment only,
Pete Jr. Pete on the Pete come up.
So I'm thinking this could really generate a lot of good buys.
I think so. I'm excited, sure, man.
Yeah. Not going to have store hours or anything like that, but yeah.
Can we get into some numbers? Is that something you're comfortable mm-hmm. with? Mm-hmm. I know you talked about a few numbers. Yeah. Okay, so first of all, okay, how much are you paying right now for rent? How much space do you have, and how much are you paying right now at your current location?
I have 400 square feet, and then I have two storage units that total 200 square feet, and I'm paying $600 a month.
Okay. Does that include utilities and everything?
Nope.
Okay. So you have to get internet and other stuff.
Electric, yep, trash, all that stuff.
Okay. So you're going to be going from 600, and I don't mind saying it because you said it on your video today, you're going to be going from 600 to 1,800 minus Brennan's cut.
Yes.
Okay. So you're going up by $1,200. I would imagine, okay, internet's going to be the same as it is where you're at.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Electric's going to be probably a little bit, you know, pretty good bit more, I would think.
I think so, yeah. I talked to the electric company. I had to switch over into my name. They said the average monthly cost was like $200, but he had people in every office, and he had the whole place, you know, air conditioned. And Brennan and I are both like, we don't need to do that. You know, we'll close the vents on the second floor. Mm-hmm. You know, unless it's going to be really warm, we'll just have the windows open. Like in my current warehouse, I don't have air conditioning. I run a fan, you know, and it's fine for me. So if I've got a good breeze and a fan blowing most days, I don't think I need to turn on the air. So I think I can keep the, electric at $100 or less a month.
Wow. Okay. That's pretty killer.
Yeah. All right, my electric at my current place is $20 a month. So
that's pretty cheap. So you're not looking, I mean, it sounds like a lot at first, but you're only looking at like a $1,200 bump plus, you know, minus whatever Brennan's in for. So probably around $1,000, I would say it's going to cost you extra overhead.
Yep.
Okay. That, and I mean, golly, man, for the everything you get for that grand, that's kind of a no-brainer.
Did you get a good look at the back of the place with the parking and all the trees? Oh my God, man.
It's gorgeous.
It's like an oasis. Like, I remember when I first saw it, I just stood there for a solid minute listening to the birds, and I was like, this is nice. I could really get used to this.
it's really amazing. Like, that was probably my favorite part. When you went out to the parking area, I'm like, that is beautiful. And the parking lot looks like it's been freshly done too.
I don't think it's very old.
And how many parking spots do you have? Like 15 or something back there?
Dozen. There's a lot.
Dozen? Oh, it's glorious. It really is. So if you had a garage sale there, you have a perfect spot for a garage sale as far as parking and everything goes.
Yep. Tons of traffic coming from the street. And we already talked to the guy too. We're like, look, we might want to do a garage sale once a month. He's like, that's perfectly fine with me. Not a big deal. So landlord's really cool. I really like him. Seems like he's laid back. He owns the property. It's not his full-time job to lease out properties. That's not what he does. So this just happens to own it, you know. But yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
It's nice, man. I think what you said about the rooms being segmented, I think that'll be a little bit of a barrier to get around, but I don't think it'll be bad.
No, once we get used to it, I think it'll be fine.
Yeah. And you're planning on doing a lot of local sales too, right?
Yeah, I want to do a good amount of local sales. I think it's going to be the second floor because the money maker is eBay. eBay is the bread and butter. eBay pays the bills. eBay is what I'm going to spend 90% of my time doing. So eBay gets the whole first floor. I just don't think there's any other way to do it. Mm-hmm. And then local sales for the most part is going to be second floor. So,
and you don't want to be tromping up and down stairs carrying your eBay orders.
Right. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to have a ton of stuff I'm taking up there every day for the local stuff. So that's, I think that's where it's going to go.
That's awesome, dude. And you have a ramp. I saw you have a ramp that goes right up to the.
Yep. And I was at Costco yesterday and they've got this killer dolly. And it's the type of dolly that you could take the handle out and stick it on the thing and lay it flat. And it's got extra wheels. So it's a cart. And it's a really nice one too for $100. I think I might get that because I can pull my van up, you know, put totes or whatever I want to on that dolly, pull it right up the ramp and put it into my room. So I think that's probably what
you're familiar. You're familiar. I know I talked with you about the Harbor Freight carts too. Those are pretty nice.
Harbor Freight carts. I don't think I've seen those.
Yeah. I bought one, I don't know, about 4 months ago or so. Said you had one at the warehouse whenever
I've got that. I got a nice Rubbermaid cart. It's so wide though that I think it's going to be hard to maneuver in the hallways of this place. So I might have to, I really don't want to sell it, but I might have to do something with it. I don't know.
Are you going to have a bed there?
No, I'm not going to have a bed there.
you have a fridge, you have a kitchen there too. I saw, right? Like with a sink.
Yeah, there's a nice little kitchen. I'm going to bring my fridge over from the warehouse. That's not a full size, but we don't need a full size fridge. Just enough to, you know, hold some beer. I mean, water.
Right. Right. Well, congrats, man. You know what? You know what's really cool is I get to see this place.
Yeah.
Not too long after you move in.
Yep. So, yep. You're coming up for the reseller rally.
Yeah. I might just sleep there, man. Like, I might
just park the camper in the back. You know, there's space.
Man, the guy comes to visit his property, says, hey, you mind if I do a walkthrough, John? He walks through, and John has all these people sleeping in all these
rooms. Sorry, I subletted like half of this. It's an Airbnb.
Oh boy. Yeah, that's awesome, man.
I'm excited for it.
Are you apprehensive at all? Are you worried at all? Are you concerned about the?
Okay, no,
good.
I don't worry.
I don't worry either.
I've had much bigger space with much higher rent and much everything else. So yeah, I don't sweat it.
Yeah,
it just drives me more is all it is.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a big big hit. I get asked all the time, hey, Lonnie, do you worry about blah, blah, blah happening? Or do you worry about blah, 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 or this or that? I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
I don't have the capacity to worry about
that. Right, exactly.
I can't.
Yeah. I keep my head down and I just go, man. That's what I do.
Yeah. Try stuff and it doesn't work and do something else. And
yep,
it doesn't
exactly.
work. Try something else. Whatever. Like, what's the worst that can happen? It's usually pretty bad, but it usually doesn't happen.
It's usually pretty bad. Speaking of the rally, man, that is 5 weeks from Saturday. Is that crazy?
I know. We're pretty amped up. And you know what's really good, dude? Is it looks like this whole COVID thing is like, it's right in time, man, for the rally. It's like ramping down right in time. So
yeah, everybody's getting their vaccinations. By the way, anybody watching or listening to this, if you don't know what we're talking about, it is the Reseller Rally. It is June 5th here in Cincinnati on the riverboat, right on the Ohio River, right on the Cincinnati and Northern Kentucky border. And we have sold out the tickets. Our waiting list has dwindled. We've maybe got 3 or 4 people on the waiting list. So if you have interest in going, shoot me an email, cincinnatipicker@gmail.com, and I will add you to the waiting list in case somebody cancels.
You better spell Cincinnati just in case.
C-I-N-C-I-N-N-A-T-I.
Okay. I think a lot of people probably put 2 T's at the end there. So.
Oh, yeah. It's 2 N's and 1 T at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. And we have a hotel. You have a deal with a hotel there.
Yeah, we booked a block of rooms at the Embassy Suites. So I will also link that below. I better be making notes. There's a lot of stuff I got to link.
You'll be staying at the Embassy Suites too, right?
Yes. Whitney and I both, yep.
Yeah, Candace and I will be there. How many – they have rooms left still at that place?
Yes, still some in that block, maybe 5 or 10, something like that.
Okay. And there's a lot of stuff to do in that area too, right? Like in that general.
There's a ton to do. Yeah. There's, where we're probably going to go the night before is going to be Hofbrau House. So it's, it's made to look like a German brewery, basically. Mm-hmm. Really cool place. It's a chain. So there's, a lot of them or whatever, but yeah, they serve pretzels and beer and all kinds of other food and stuff. And they've got a big outdoor area too. And it's really, really big. So they can accommodate a big crowd.
Is it right across the street from the hotel? Or is it?
No, it's across the street from the first hotel that we had reserved.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
For, a year ago. But then we had to postpone it and that hotel couldn't give us a block because of the day, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, it's like a couple blocks away and it's not far.
Isn't it funny how, like, for years we've been kind of kicking around, and we all do a meetup, blah, blah, blah. And finally, John's like, "Screw it, let's do this thing."
This wasn't all my idea.
I know. Pete was in on it too, and stuff. But I mean, it was like absolute worst timing ever to start.
Oh, it's horrible. Yeah, we started this discussion in January of 2020. We decided and announced it February 2020, started selling tickets, and then pandemic hit.
Yeah, and I remember right before that too, when John was talking about it with me, he asked if I wanted to be part of it. And I'm like, man, I don't know. And because it was John, I'm like, okay, dude, if I did something like that and I asked John, I would be like asking him, but I would, in the back of my head, I'd be like, you better say yeah, mofo. So I'm like, okay, I'll have to say yes here. And then all these complications arise. Although John is the one that's been dealing with it with most 99% of this stuff. So good job on that, buddy. Appreciate
that. Hey, 5 more weeks. We'll toast on the boat.
Yes. I'm going to put in a request with the FAA and see if I can do some drone footage from the boat.
Be cool.
Because it's in the that's smack dab in a no-fly zone there. But I'm sure
it is on the river, yeah.
It's not the river, it's the airport. The airport.
CBG, yeah, CBG is like a few miles south. I'm actually going to the boat next week. I'm going to do some measurements because we got to get a banner, a backdrop, you know, for selfies and all that stuff. Right. And I've got, you know, questions about DJ setup and whatever. So I will ask Riverboat Rick about your drone question.
Is he going to be driving us?
He won't be. No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. He's just kind of the owner.
He's like the manager. Yeah.
Okay.
Got his name's Rick. I just like calling him Riverboat Rick. It's fun.
Do they have a fake steering wheel on this boat?
Like The Office. You're picturing a Dwight scenario. You got to put somebody on that fake steering wheel.
Who would have, I think we would put probably Justin, RVA Flips. I think we would put him on the phone. Justin, keep us straight, man. This is important. Yeah. We're all depending on you. That'd be fun. Oh man, I'm gonna have flashbacks of that office. We're gonna have to watch that office episode before the
The booze cruise.
Yeah,
that for sure. Yeah.
But yeah, man. The COVID thing is ramping down right in time. Do you know if we're gonna have to wear masks on the boat yet, or is that something else you're gonna just is the boat considered inside or outside?
I don't know. That's a good question. I guess depends on what deck you're.
I've lost sound, John.
I can still hear you.
Okay, I heard
your headphones go out. Okay.
No, they're.
Well, you got good. These fancy new headphones, and no, really I've hasn't had figured them out yet.
I've had them for a couple of years. I usually cut grass with these headphones. Yeah.
So to answer the question about the masks, the riverboat requires that people wear masks on the boat. And then if you're eating or drinking, you don't have to wear a mask.
I'm going to be drinking the whole time.
There you go. It's one of those things, you know, ask, don't tell, that type of thing. Like, just, you know, just comply until the boat takes off or something. Like,
yeah, just
it's going to be fine. Yeah, be cool. Don't make a big deal.
Be cool. It'll be fine. It'll be okay.
That's what you have to tell 200 people. Everybody be cool. It's like you get pulled over by the cops. Be cool. Everybody be cool.
Hey, can you talk straight, man? I can't. I'm freaking out. Can you talk straight?
Yeah,
but you know, in Louisiana now we don't have to wear masks in most places.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. Like,
you don't have to wear. You can have gatherings outside now of up to 1,000 people.
Holy crap! That's awesome.
No mask required. You can go to stores and stuff. No mask required.
Dang.
At least by the government.
Yeah.
Now
each store, the store could say, hey, this is our policy.
Right.
And a lot of nationwide places will, like a Walmart or a Target, because they're not going to change it per state. They're going to say, this is our company policy.
They might.
I mean, some might, but I know a lot don't.
I mean, I feel kind of, honestly, I don't like talking about this too much, but screw it. Honestly, I feel kind of like an idiot wearing a mask now that I've had the friggin' vaccine. It's like, what's the point?
The point is everyone around you doesn't know that you've had it.
I know. I understand that. But now we're talking optics instead of health. You know what I mean? I get it, though. I get it. Like,
I wouldn't say it's just optics. I'd say it's peace of mind. So my, you know, like.
I understand.
That. I don't know.
I get that.
Like, if you don't want to wear a mask, I don't give a shit. Like, it doesn't matter to me one bit. Right. I guess, like, I'm constantly. This is so brand new to everyone, okay? Most of us can't comprehend the full spectrum of, like, what is really happening with this. So I'm only just trying to be considerate of others. So whenever I'm in any public place, I've always got it. And I've got that neck gaiter thing, and I got it because I can just do this in 1 second, up, down, whatever. Like, it's really simple. Right. and I go to a grass shale, up 1 second. I mean, you know, I look around, go back to the car, it's down. Like, I'm not trying, I'm not constantly doing the ear thing. So it's just a real quick up, down. Like, I'm so used to it at this point. It's just second nature. Like, it doesn't bother me.
I am too. However, starting like tomorrow, we're going to hit a few sales. I'm not going to wear my mask unless there's a sign or somebody asked me to wear a mask, then I'll put the mask on without saying being a smart aleck or anything.
Right, right.
Or if I go to a store, if I do go to Walmart tomorrow and they have a sign that says you have to wear a mask, I'll put the friggin' mask on. I'm not that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that
you're not, like, you're not gonna end up on Twitter, you know, the one that's fighting the greeter.
No.
You're infringing on my freedom to shop without a mask. No.
Although I'll tell you what I do to those guys at Walmart sometimes, though. Candace, it's actually gotten so bad that when we go shop at Walmart and we do like self-checkout, and Candace will immediately, when the receipt prints, she swipes it and hangs on to it until we leave the store. Because I'm the guy that when I'm walking out of the store, and they, if somebody would happen to ask to see a receipt, mm-hmm. I'd be like, nah, I'm good. I'm that guy.
You're always trying to start stuff.
No, I saw a YouTube video. Is it, blame it on YouTube. Where you don't have to show your receipt at Walmart if you don't want to.
Yeah.
They can ask and you can say no. And they can't really do anything about it.
You're profiling me.
Or, I mean,
that's what Lonnie would say.
Well, no, here's the thing. As soon as you pay for the items, those become your items. They belong right. to you at that point, right? Right? Yeah. So now on your way out and they're asking to see your receipt, you don't have to do that because the stuff belongs to you. You don't have to prove it to like, I understand like where they're coming from, but I like ruffling feathers a little bit. It's fun.
I would pay money to watch you start a fight with an old Walmart greeter because you won't give the receipt. Excuse me, sir. Could you please show me your receipt? No.
The YouTube video also did recommend that once you say no, you keep moving. You keep walking because if you
no, thank you. I'm good.
If you stick around, you don't want to stick around because at some point you could become trespassed.
And then you
can't go back. So
this raises a good question of like, how serious do people take their jobs and how much do they care? You know what I mean? Because that it's a question also of like, so the greeter that's stopping you for the receipt, how much of a fight do they want to put up? And also the greeter that's stopping the person coming in without a mask. And you've seen these videos of like the fights that they put up. They're not making that much money. It's like $10 an hour. And they're fighting like hell with these idiots that are trying to shop with that mask. It's crazy.
Yeah. And that's the other side. And that's probably why Candace grabs that receipt to save that poor person a little grief.
Good.
I remember last time I was like, she started doing it like the past 10 times we've gone. She grabs it. And I'm like, give me that. She's like, no, not until we get out of here.
That's hilarious. I got a story I'll share that kind of goes in line with that.
Okay.
Yesterday, I was getting boxes. And, you know, I go into dumpsters to get boxes. I've got a spot that I like to hit.
Gross. Okay.
It's not. They're very clean dumpsters. I'll show you when you come. They're clean, just cardboard.
Clean dumpsters, y'all. Clean dumpsters.
They are. They're cardboard-only dumpsters. I don't know if they have those in Louisiana, but we recycle a lot in Ohio. And we have dumpsters specifically for cardboard. So no normal trash is in there. So I go to my normal spot. And there's an employee out back, and I never see employees. So I'm like, all right, this will be interesting. Some young punk kid smoking a cigarette, all right, disheveled, you know, clothes are tattered. That's probably the end thing, whatever. Wait, so I roll like up.
You're profiling this kid.
100% profiling this kid. I pull up, and I point to the dumpster. I say, do you care if I grab some boxes? Oh, man, I can't let you do that because – like, if you get hurt or something, then, like, you could sue us. And I just kind of, like, stare at him. And I was like, really? Yeah, man, sorry, I can't let you do it.
I agree with him, dude. You asked permission.
I did, and I didn't fight it. I just kind of gave him a funny look of like, okay, wow.
You shouldn't have asked. He can't grant, because he can't grant you permission. He represents whatever company that, he can't grant permission to that. Because once, yeah,
I guess
he does,
I didn't think about it like that.
He's right. Now, if you would have just walked up and started grabbing boxes, you think he probably doesn't have to stop you either.
Right. You know? And would he have stopped me? I don't know.
Probably not.
He eyed me like before I even got out of the car. So I could tell like he was looking for something. So I was trying to diffuse that. Like, hey, I'm not trying to dumpster dive. I'm just grabbing some of your boxes. Like, I'm not, I don't want your product. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I thought I was being friendly, you know, hey, just a guy getting cardboard, like no big deal, but it was a big deal. So I thought it was funny.
Did you drop a, do you know who I am on him, or?
I did not. No, I was good. I didn't pull a Lonnie, you know. You don't want to look at my receipt. You're looking for fights with greeters. It sounds like you're wanting to start something.
No, I was just doing like an experiment because I saw a YouTube video.
We'll go to some dumpsters and do some experiments. That'd be interesting.
No, that's, the dumpsters are gross, man. So, what was I going to ask you? Oh. I remember that video you did a long time ago where weren't you dumpster diving and somebody called the cops on you?
Yeah, it was like a year and a half ago. It was a while ago.
No, it was a couple years ago, dude.
It's been a while. And I pulled up to this dumpster and here comes this little mall security car with like the lights and everything. And this lady jumps out. Get out of that dumpster. And I was like, whoa, where did you come from? Like, it was just like so fast. And she's like, yeah, this is private property. You can't get the dumpster or whatever. And I had already like pulled stuff out and I was like, why are you protecting this trash? And it dawned on me real quick that they had a scam going because there was all this brand new inventory. I don't know if they slashed it or what they did, but they did something where, by, you know, law of the company or whatever, they had to put it in the dumpster, mm-hmm. and then they were gonna come back and get it. And I was, you know, basically pissing on that party of them stealing. So I'm gonna call the cops, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, fold my arms, call the cops. So I sat in my car and I waited. And then got my little phone and put it on my dash. And I was like, let's record this. I wanna see how this goes. The cop shows up and he literally said, word for word, I could not give a shit. That's what he
said. Okay. And John, you know what? It strikes me as funny that the same guy that just told that story has a problem with me saying no thanks to the Walmart person on the way out of the store about a receipt. And you're saying, call the cops.
It's a fair point.
Come on.
Since then, I haven't, you know, I'm not looking for altercations. Like, just with the box guy, like, I wasn't, like, going to start the fight of, like, you know, I'm taking the boxes, fuck all the cops, whatever. I'm not looking for fights. It's whatever. I'll just come back the next morning because he sleeps till 10, I'm sure.
You know what you do the next time? You go hide behind the dumpster, get between him and the dumpster to where the dumpster's blocking you, and then every now and then peek out.
Maybe give a little wave. Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, we'll have to go hit a few Walmarts and a few dumpsters whenever I come to Cincinnati.
Absolutely. And we'll definitely film.
So what day of the week is the rally on?
Saturday.
Okay.
Yep.
So we're gonna go hit yard sales.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Have you been hitting yard sales?
I didn't hit them today. I had a plan too, because there was a lot of them, but we had rain. I mean, it was like torrential downpour. So I skipped them, but I'm going tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah, we're going tomorrow too. I'm going to try to enjoy the no mask thing for the first time, or try to anyways.
Let me know how that goes.
Yeah. I just feel like a big dummy wearing a mask when I had the shot.
You're too worried about your self-image, I guess, Lonnie. I would think with your hair, the way you wear it most of the time, you wouldn't be too worried about what you look like. But, you know, I guess vanity never goes away.
That's easy for a guy that always wears a hat to say, I think.
That's fair. You should see my bald spot has just been getting bigger and bigger. I wear Sawyer on my shoulders, and he pulls and pulls and pulls at my hair, man. It's going to be gone in no time.
I've got a little bald spot up there, but
good thing you're tall.
Oh, I made a buy today.
Yeah, what'd you buy?
I went and met my guy. My guy texted me last night. That's always exciting. It usually runs like this. He texts me, "Hey, I got X," and then my next text is, "What time you want to meet?"
Yeah.
And then, so anyway, we went at this afternoon, met him. He had like, you know, the big card boxes? They hold 3,200 mm-hmm. cards.
Yep. They're like four rows. Yeah.
Four rows. Yes. And anyway, I got two of those, and I got one that's like 3/4 of that. And then full of cards, and then a couple other boxes that have a bunch of cards in them. I got, he brought some Bibles. He brought me, and he also brought me some jerseys that were signed. They have the JSA paperwork and everything nice. With them, you know, JSA certification. And yeah, dude, I've got like a bunch of like Kobe rookies. Kevin Garnett rookie cards, Allen Iverson rookie cards, inserts, good stuff, man.
That's awesome, man. That's great.
And look, I've got you might find this interesting. The one of the 3,200 count boxes, one entire row, and it's packed. So it's approximately 800 cards. They're all signed.
Oh my God!
All of them.
That's
every
crazy.
Last. Now there are people that are minor leaguers and never made the bigs.
Yeah.
There's managers, there's stars, there's, you know, regular old players.
Yeah.
But I've got 800 cards that are all signed.
That's incredible.
You know where they came from? The guy that collected that particular box, he was a scout.
Hmm.
He was a Major League Baseball scout. And every year when he'd go to spring training, he'd bring a bunch of cards with him, and he would get players to sign.
Nice. And,
I've got them now. They're right behind me over here.
That's cool. I can tell you firsthand that when you comp an autographed card or signed card from a player and it's issued by Topps versus what you have, mm-hmm. you can expect to get maybe 30 or 40 cents on the dollar.
Oh, I know. I get that.
But, you know, it's okay. You'll still do well.
I've got 800 of them. I can put, you know, I could put lots together, mm-hmm. whatever I want to do. I mean, that's not where the nice. Money is.
Yeah.
I've got another box that has a bunch of like good rookies in it. And I've probably got about 150 Michael Jordan cards. And I mean, just like,
that's pretty awesome, good stuff. Man. Nice.
Yeah.
That's great. So, have you tracked to date how much you've spent with your guy?
I could get the number for you. Yeah. I don't know it off the top of my head though. It's a lot.
If you had to ballpark over under 50 grand,
I think it would be under, but I think it would probably be over 30. I think it would be between 30 and 50.
Huh. I would have guessed over.
Because
I know you've had some big ones.
Last year was big.
Yeah. For sure.
Now, this buy I made today, it was only $600.
Nice.
Small one.
Yeah. Sounds like you got a lot of good stuff for that price.
I think so, man. Like, I think the cards I dig because they're so fast and they're so small.
The market is crazy hot right now.
Yeah. And I like have you used eBay standard envelope yet to ship
cards? I haven't. I'm, like, scared to jump into that.
Dude, what are you doing?
I'm pretty much done with my cards. I've got a few more auction lots of, like, you know, multiple cards.
Okay.
I haven't had that many that fall into it. I've had a few that are $20 or less. I don't know. I think because like I buy cards too, and I think about like how I want to receive them. And I'm like, I don't want these. I wouldn't want my card wrapped in a piece of paper in an envelope. Like I'm sure okay. It arrives safely and it's fine. I'm so used to doing cardboard, poly mailer, you know, send it off.
Let me show you what I'm shipping cards in. Okay.
Okay. Let's see it.
Okay. This is what I'm shipping cards in.
Nice. That's pretty solid.
And this is an actual eBay. This came from eBay. All right.
For anyone listening, Lonnie is holding up something that it looks to be about 5x7, kind of like a thick paper, borderline thin cardboard, little like envelope thing.
Yeah. So the cards that are in, I've got 9 cards in here, and they sold for a total of $14.99 plus shipping. And this ships for 91 cents.
Nice.
And I bought these. You can get these with your coupon too, John. The eBay, I'm trying to remember what they call them. But yeah, these are fair. Like they're not like real rigid.
Yeah.
But they provide plenty of support versus I was shipping in just a regular envelope with paper wrapped around a top loader. This is way better than that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm surprised that'll go through a machine.
Yeah, I mean, it's supposed like eBay says this is machinable. Like they say this is legal. eBay says that.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, and they actually have one that's smaller than this too and similar.
So, yeah.
If you're kind of like on the fence about whether to do the standard envelope or not, and you do come across some more cards, then I highly suggest these.
Okay. So, I'll take the plunge.
Do it, man. I've done it a bunch. I've probably done it about 30 times now, and I haven't had the first issue yet. Nothing.
Awesome.
Nothing at all. And it makes it like really affordable for the customer, and it makes it make sense. Like, how are you going to sell a card for $8.99 when the shipping is $3?
Right.
You know?
You can't. Yeah, you can't do it.
I mean, you can, but it like it sucks for you. It sucks for the customer, you know. But with that rate, it makes it like 71 cents or 51 cents or whatever, you know. So, yeah, I recommend you try it out. But, yeah, I'm digging that. I'm digging the whole card thing and the comic thing because it kind of like I feel like I need to get into the cards because if they actually do hang, if that market hangs on for a while, it would mesh really good with traveling and selling.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Because
I think it'll hold on at least another 3 to 6 months. I don't think there's any possible way it can keep at its current pace for more than a year. Like, there's just... It's crazy hot. It's going to come down for sure.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I'm a naysayer, so I'm pretty sure it will. And I've been pretty down on it the whole time. But for my sake and for other resellers' sake, I hope it does hang on because it's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is nice. It's awesome.
And it's a great way for like new sellers to get into, you know, reselling.
Yeah.
Get in through via cards and then branch out to other stuff. And I feel like some of the other collectible markets have been helped out too. Like comics, I think, have been helped.
Yeah, comics are really hot.
Yeah. I've done pretty well with those too. So
that's all I got tonight, man. You got anything else?
Are there any viewer or listener questions this week? I didn't ask.
You know what? I'm glad you asked that because we have not talked about listener viewer questions in quite some time.
So if you want to ask us a question, please leave us a voice message and we would be glad to answer your question on the show.
Yep. Website is twoguyswithoutjobs.com. I think there is a link down below in the description. And guys, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next time.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more. You better not try standing my way as I'm walking out the door. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working here no more.